I'm Alex Chadwick, back again with Day to Day, which boasts NPR's most stylish staff. This season, that means light, bright, and white. Day to Day fashion contributor Najwa Moses has been stalking the showrooms of New York from Flatbush to Manhattan on a personal quest.
My mission? White jeans with a comfy lycra waistband and under $40. After trying on pants that were too small, too big, too thin, too thick, too white, not white enough, too many pockets, too few, the capri, the cargo, the slim fit, boot cut, and the cigarette pant, I decided I needed a break because no one should spend 5 hours looking for a pair of white jeans. But I was possessed, and though I never did find my great white pair, I did get a few white wear tips from perky hipster salespeople. White jeans are in, but you must be aware of your body type. If your treadmill serves as a clothing rack, go with a heavier fabric with stretch, since white jeans tend to show every flaw on your butt. Ladies on the petite side, go with a fitted pair instead of a baggy fit, or opt for a white mini or shorts so you don't get lost in a sea of white. White jeans that have smaller pockets and detailed stitching are great for those who are J-Lo curvy. This style will give you a more proportionate look. And if you need to add curves, try a tuxedo pant style with a crop blazer in a bright color. When wearing white, always wear flesh-colored underwear, not white, which tends to show through. White makes anything look bigger because it reflects light, so don't wear it on the bigger parts of your body, unless you want everyone's eyes there. And not to leave the boys out, other than the all-too-popular white t-shirt, you can now pair your jeans or slacks up with a white blazer or go with an all-white ensemble, complete with loafers in browns or dark blues and soft leathers or muted suedes. Whatever white piece you decide to purchase, have fun, feel free to wear it after Labor Day, and bring yourself a few energy bars during your search. It could take a while.
Najwa Moses, fashion writer living in Brooklyn, New York.